Welcome to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. It is April 26, 2018. Joel will now read the Angel News Network mission statement.
The mission of the Angel News Network is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
And now Sam will read the Bridges of Wellness mission statement.
Bridges of Wellness is a spiritual community dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone. We inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
I'll now read a combination of the two mission statements. Through the combined intentions and missions of Bridges and the Angel News Network, let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this practice, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives and a world founded upon love, allowing equality, harmony, and balance. I will now read a statement that went out to all of you prior to this evening regarding this concept of being happy as we connect and channel with Archangel Uriel tonight. Every human being has a deep desire within their hearts to be happy. And few people, even those who seem successful, know how to achieve happiness or to hold on to it beyond a fleeting moment. It seems most would prefer long-term unhappiness, though that is what many manifest. Happiness is a feeling that constantly lives deep within us all. The mission now is to learn how to access it all the time. In order to be and do this, we shall connect with various energetic phrases, mantras, if you will, via Archangel Uriel, the planetary protector, via Channel Philip Collins. During our sacred gathering, each of us will be given the opportunity to integrate the attached phrases by taking a deep breath and affirming being present is the present. Knowing that living in the now moment is vital while focusing on what is, we shall create happiness and be able to maintain and sustain it. Remember, you will also be given an opportunity to interface with Uriel with any questions that you have or a request for a message. I now will go into trance as we connect with Uriel, who will give us an opening statement, and then we will begin reviewing the phrases. Greetings, dear ones, beloved humans being human. We come to you at this time with a band of consciousness you know as the Archangel Uriel. We are a planetary protectorate for this particular planet, assisting the balancing of all the elements that allow the maintaining and sustaining of life upon this particular planet. At this time, at this sacred gathering, we're going to be focusing on the concept of happiness. But in order to really understand the meaning, value, and purpose of happiness, we need to really understand exactly what are emotions and how do they affect thoughts and how do they affect the flow of energy and your physicality. Dear ones, emotions and your emotional body are your pathways to your divinity. How you feel creates a frequency, a vibration that will either elevate you or de-elevate you within a frequency, allowing or impeding your growth and its expansion. So when you take something like happiness or joy or glee, you begin to understand it is of a high vibration, mirroring love, which is the foundation and the building block of all creation. So there is the importance of understanding being happy. It allows a higher vibration, a higher frequency, which allows you to ascend and grow and expand in a more joyful, expedient way. These emotions, as many of you know, create your thoughts in your mental body. They may be negative, constructive, or positive, destructive. These go on to affect the flow of energy within your body, which impedes or assists the flowing of energy within your body, creating positive physical symptoms or what you call disease. So there is a quick encapsulation of the importance, the essential nature of emotions and how they create thoughts and how they affect the flow of energy within your bodies. But what we want to do now is the beloved channel was given over a brief period of time these phrases, which are downloads of energy, which allow you to be present. Remember, in the frequency that we exist in, the fifth dimensional frequencies and beyond, there is only now. Within your frequency of the third dimension in your humanity on planet Earth, you have experienced something called time, something called the past, something called the present, something called the future. This does not exist in higher realms and higher frequencies. And once you make your transition into this, you'll begin to see how much easier life is without the past or the future. Stop and think about it, dear ones. How much of your time has been utilized in worrying about something that had happened in the past or something that's going to happen in the future, rather than trusting and knowing that all that you need to receive will be present in the present? For the past was once present, and the future will be present. So something that is quite simple in higher frequencies, the human mind has taken and made very complex. So as we go through these phrases, and there'll be a masculine energy representative and a feminine energy representative, we will take a deep breath. We will take in these mantras, these phrases, and release the breath. I can give some further explanations as to what these exactly mean, but realize you will be receiving with each one of the phrases a download that will assist you in manifesting happiness, this higher frequency and vibration. So let us begin, unless there are any questions about what has been explained at this time.
Yes, Ariel, are you saying that the present is being in the eternal moment of now? Is that what you mean by the present?
Yes. It is in the frequency that most advanced civilizations and all higher realms exist within. You made an agreement in being human to experience something called time, the past, the present, and the future, in order to be in your three-dimensional world. Does that help you?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Let us begin.
Okay, we'll start with the first one. It seems to be a significant one here. Being present means joining the light workers and the way showers worldwide and walking through our lives in happiness.
No, dear ones, we're going to first take a breath. Then we're going to read the phrase. Go ahead, take a deep breath. Breathe out. Now read the phrase.
Oh, okay. Being present means joining the light workers and the way showers worldwide and walking through our lives in happiness.
Take a deep breath. Allow the integration. Breathe out. Now you see the pattern. We're going to begin it with an in-breath and out-breath. Do the phrase. Repeat it with an in-breath and out-breath to integrate. Do we understand?
Okay.
So what exactly is this idea of being a light worker and a way shower? There are those of you who have chosen as an aspect of your soul plan to lead the way, if you will, for humanity, for yourself and for others, by receiving for the higher realms the wisdoms necessary for your ascension process. So read the phrase one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe it again, please. Breathe it again, please.
Being present means joining the light workers and the way showers worldwide and walking through our lives in happiness.
So that is your choice. through your freedom of will, your freedom of choice, to choose to be this or not. Are there any questions about this energetic phrase? Let us continue.
I'd like to read number 3. Being able to access our presence on a present-to-present basis is the necessary new normal.
All right, so let us breathe in and breathe out and read it again and breathe in and breathe out afterwards. Breathing in. Read the phrase, please.
Being able to access our presence on a present-to-present basis is the necessary new normal.
Breathing in. So what does new normal mean, dear ones? As we're making this shift and we're becoming aware of what presence is, and even though you're living within the reality of the past and the future, you can make a conscious decision whenever you are in your vernacular trying to figure something out or to gain wisdom or to solve a particular problem. You can make a decision at that moment to be present. And through being present, not worrying about the past, what I could have done, what I should have done in the past, or what will happen in the future, what you will begin to find by being present in that moment of need, the answer will come to you. Do you understand? Are there any questions about this phrase? Again, breathing out.
I'm going to ask you, Uriel, to being able to access our presence on a present-to-present basis is a necessary new normal. And what I think I heard you say was that if we ask ourselves the question, the answer will come. Is that what you said?
By being present. And by being present means being in the now moment. And the now moment is everything you need. And the now moment is the reality that the universe would be incomplete without you or you wouldn't be here. It is only the past and the future that prevents the inflow of wisdom. Do you understand?
Yes.
It distracts it. But understand, beloved humans, it is the way you have chosen to learn. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let us continue.
I'm going to read number 2. Presence knows exactly how to love self right where you are in each present moment, allowing us to journey into the unknown without judgment or shame.
Breathing in. So as many of you know, you have been taught, and many of you have mastered, the only relationship you're having is the one with self, self representing all there is, mirroring out to others, creating the relationships that reflect your relationship with yourself. You cannot love another, as you know, without loving yourself. You can only judge another by first judging yourself. Read the last portion of that phrase again.
Allowing us to journey into the unknown without judgment or shame.
For within the unknowing are all the probabilities and possibilities that being present allows. And the mental body will fight this, will resist this, will try to figure out the answer. And in reality, in present reality, what happens is, by being present and surrendering to the unknown through the presence, then the solutions and the probabilities and the possibilities of manifestation come. Are there any questions about this?
That looks like a real leap of faith to me. The world is in the trouble it's in because we don't love ourselves, which is, you know, a reflection of all that is. And I guess it's the issue of how do we really be in that moment of now? I don't pretend that I know how to get there.
When you get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll get there. you'll begin to look at these phrases, you begin to look at this wisdom and say, all right, I am open and I am available to the new normal. I am open and available to a new way of learning. How we have been being, how I have been being, has not worked in the past, has not created the life I say I want.
Yeah, you just said something very important. So you're really telling us to kind of stop in the moment and do and essentially do what you just said, to be in that moment.
And what does that require? To be in that moment of presence.
Right, well, being conscious.
Trust. Trusting allows a surrendering to be in the consciousness. It is the abuse that you've experienced in past and present lives that prevent you from trusting and that are preventing the surrendering. It is often your lack of trust and lack of surrendership which prevents you being present. Let us continue unless there are questions about this particular phrase. And throughout it, we would ask that you repeat the phrase to yourself, being present is the present, is the gift. Being present, is the gift. Let us continue.
So being present is really a matter of being conscious of your thoughts and your words and your deeds.
Not necessarily at that particular moment. Being present just allows a surrendership to turn everything off and not think about it, and go into the silence, and in the silence and the void is all of manifestation. The unknowing, the no thing, allows the probabilities and possibilities. That is why meditation is so effective. In effect, it is cutting off the mental and emotional bodies and allowing you to simply be present in the void.
Thank you.
Do you understand?
Yes.
This is important. If you so choose, dear ones, beloved humans being human, you will take time throughout your day to shut things off for a moment. Begin to pay attention how much the mental and emotional body focus on the past and focus on the future, preventing the present. And the more you work with this, and the more you work with these phrases, the better you will become, and the more successful you will become achieving what you wish to achieve. Any other questions? Let us continue.
Okay, I'd like to read number 5. Being present allows a new you and a new soul family to be born, and for you both to connect with one another.
You are all in the process, breathing in, breathing out. Now to remember, if you can, to do the breath prior and after the phrase. So breathing in, breathing out. Read the phrase one more time, please.
Being present allows a new you and a new soul family to be born, and for you both to connect with one another.
All of you are in the process of, in your vernacular, are burning off the old you. Burning off patterns, habits, and rituals from past lifetimes and the present. The old you. Old habits, patterns, and rituals that no longer serve your highest good or the best use of your energy in order to burnish the new you, which allows you to create new communities of love, equality, harmony, and balance. Are there questions about this phrase? Now remember, you're going to be repeating to yourself, being present is in the present. And whether you remember these or you have these in front of you or not, and those of you who are online, you have them in your announcements in your PDF for you to look at them. Know that you are receiving an energetic download of them into your heart, whether you are conscious of it or not. This is the gift of this gathering. The gift of this gathering. Let us continue.
Thank you.
I'm going to read number 6. Our presence knows that we do not have to meet anyone else's expectations or prove anything outside of our present self to be happy.
One of the major components, dear ones, of manifestation of creation, this is difficult for the human mind, is having no expectation for results. Having no expectation for results. Allow your attention to create an intention and release that into the universe and declare that it will be so. But you will not put a timeline on when or exactly how it will happen. You might just receive something beyond what you ask for, or it may not be to your highest good to receive what you have requested within your unknowingness. Are there any questions about this phrase? Focus on your breath. Your in-breath, your receiving of these phrases, and your out-breath of sending them out into the universe. Any questions? Let us continue.
I'd like to read number 9. Attempt to stay present in all areas that your emotional and mental bodies wish to escape. By being present, you are fully alive and not worrying to escape life.
By being present, it evacuates you from your emotional and mental bodies by turning them off. By being present, it evacuates you from your emotional body, creating thoughts in your mental body and allowing you to be neutral in order for you to receive what you need to receive in that moment of now, that now moment. And we wish to remind you the reason for this is, and the higher frequency, now, presence, is all there is. You have simply chosen, in being human, within the 3D dimension of planet Earth, to experience something called the past and the present and the future. But what is happening most often is the past and the future are preventing the presence, which is the eternal truth of reality. Do you get it?
Is that sort of connected to being in the world and not of it?
It's actually expanding beyond that, even into a higher frequency of reality. Any other questions? Are you beginning to understand what's happening here? Are you beginning to feel your elevation of being able to create happiness by employing these energetic phrases which have diminished in the past your ability to feel something called happiness, to feel something called joy, to have that higher frequency of emoted feelings? Let us continue.
I'm going to read number 10. Presence eliminates the need for duality, separation, conflict, and war.
In presence, there can be no duality and separation, often leading to confrontation or war. That is the tremendous gift. If your world leaders can master being present, there will be no more wars. You are coming within your cycle of being human, within the final 2,000-year ascension cycle of this particular planet, are beginning to let go of the need to learn through something called duality and separation. But what you are experiencing at present is an escalation of duality and separation in order to release it, in order for you to become more fully conscious of how present it is and how the duality and separation is not creating the world you say you want. The youth of the world, the feminine energy of the world, are now leading the way with a reduction of duality and separation, going back into the consciousness of a oneness movement, if you will, knowing that within this concept that you're all diversified versions of the same thing, you're all each other in disguise, that within that reality lies the solutions that plague your world and lives. Any questions?
10 seems to be connected to number 13. Presence teaches us to build a parallel path rather than to confront, resist, or fight.
It is very important, as you're wishing to create a new paradigm of reality, that you do not intersect with the old, which would create duality, resistance, and confrontation, which also leads to war. So if you intend to create a new paradigm of reality based upon love, equality, harmony, and balance, it will run a parallel path, and because it is of a higher frequency and vibration containing happiness, that parallel line will exceed the old one. It will extend beyond it without intersecting with it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
So when you speak of parallel paths, is this in any way connected to what some people might refer to as parallel life?
Not necessarily. They can be two different conditions and two different situations. But you can have a parallel life that you employ into a parallel line in juxtaposition to an old line. Does that help you?
Could you explain that a bit more?
It can work with or without having a parallel life by simply being conscious within the life that you're currently having of how you're going to extend the new paradigm line parallel to the old one. But if you so choose, you could pull in a parallel life existence, but it is not necessary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Let us all just take a deep breath and allow these to integrate. Place your hands upon your hearts and realize you are here by divine appointment to receive these downloads of these phrases. These are ancient wisdoms that have always been with you, that the channel gathered in rapid fire. And actually simplified in order to make the integration of them a little easier. Let us continue.
I'd like to read number 19. Being present is knowing the difference between expectations and accepting what is.
Remember, the law of manifestation requires no expectation for results. Read the other sentence again, the last.
Being present is knowing the difference between expectations and accepting what is.
So if you can, by being present, you're actually accepting being present. Most of you spend a large quadrant of your days focusing on what isn't rather than what is. And that what isn't is often combined with the past, what could have been, what should have been, and the future, what will be. Do you understand?
Yes.
Any questions about this? These are profound and deep truths and tools to assist you, dear one. They may seem simple, but they are very profound and deep, and how they can shift your awareness and your consciousness to create this emoted feeling of happiness and joy and bliss, which is your ticket in your vernacular to your divine destination, to the life you say you want. Let us continue.
I'm going to read number 8. Being present is knowing that all suffering is self-inflicted.
And? If the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself, then anything that happens in your life is of your creation. If you can take responsibility for that, you can create a consequence more to your liking rather than to your disliking. Read it one more time, please.
Being present is knowing that all suffering is self-inflicted.
So here's the deal. You experience something called pain, and the reason you experience pain is not to punish you, but is to move you out of the situation that's causing the pain, i.e., sticking your finger into a fire, and before it burns your finger completely off, gives you the opportunity to pull it out of the fire. Now, if you choose to leave your finger in the fire, you're going to create something called long-term suffering. You're going to experience the pain of the loss of the finger, the healing process involved with that, and no longer having it as a use. So when you are experiencing something called pain, you can create a mantra and say, I intend that this will not become long-time suffering by evaluating what that painful situation is teaching me about myself. This may reflect itself in a relationship. It may reflect itself in something you call an accident. It may reflect itself in something called disease. You understand, dear ones?
Yes.
Profound, yes? Important, yes? And see yourself as showing up and receiving the gift of this. And if you so choose, you might just wish to teach it to others. Let us continue.
I'd like to read number 22. Presence teaches us that there is neither negative nor positive. They are essences of the same thing.
And it's beyond negative and positive. These are all equations that you're in the process of balancing and mastering self. Solution equals problem. Male equals female. Darkness equals light. Problems equals solution. Can you see where we're heading with this?
Yes.
That everything is a way of learning. You would not experience light if you didn't know darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You would not experience solution if you didn't have problems. You would not experience being male if there wasn't female, and vice versa. These are axioms of accessing truth. Axioms of accessing truth. They are all equations and choices you've made even prior to coming here and being human on this particular planet of choosing how you would learn. Now, we in the higher realms are constantly reminding you through repetition of these truths. You may get sick and tired of hearing them, but we will only stop sending them until you have mastered them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
That is our responsibility. So the mental body may say, oh, I've heard that before, and you're going to hear it again and again and again until you master it and have no need of hearing it again. So when you look at these equations and you see them as opposites or different from the other, when you begin to see them as aspects of each other, you are employing the oneness principle of reality. That everything came from the same source, love, God, source, all there is, whatever you choose to call it within your language. Are you with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Shall we continue?
Yes, I'm going to read number 11. Being present will set us free right now.
You are all in the process of setting yourself free from yourself. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You really know that?
Oh, yeah.
You're all in the process. And it goes back to the very beginning, dear ones, when you agreed to be human and you would experience being human. There's something called self, yourself, myself, self. But what's missing in the definition of self in your dictionaries is the self is a reflection of all there is, of everything, all that there is. So you could take the letters S-E-L-F and you could give your own definitions of this word. So that's your homework. Go home and play with the word S-E-L-F and see what definitions. What would the S word be? What would the E word be? The O word might contain love. The E might contain eternity. What would the F? Play with that. And see if you can begin to strike a memory. Long, long ago, dear ones, when you said, yes, I will sign the human contract and learn through self. Question.
Yeah, when Saint Germain discussed this, Uriel, he really talked about freeing self by healing our wounds and defenses. And that was the mechanism by which we freed ourselves from ourselves.
That is the mechanism. So through the relationship with self, the experiences that you've had in past and present lifetime, you create wounds. You create an inner wounded child. And you create ego defenses around that wound to maintain and sustain your reality or your illusion of reality. So you're all in the process of mastering your defense that is defending your childlike wounds and has been taught to many of you. A wonderful way to begin the process of healing that wound is to check in, dear ones, on a regular basis with that little inner wounded girl or boy. Look into her eyes. Take her hands. See yourself 3 or 4 years old and ask this child what he or she needs and what she is feeling. And promise this child that the adult you, the adult mom and dad you, will give to that child what it did not receive in a past or present life in childhood and watch the miracles unfold. Take a deep breath. Does that answer your question?
Well, it does, and if I could just link it to number 14 where it says, presence reveals there is often the wounded little girl or boy leading our lives. Presence allows us to heal that child in order for us to become the happy adult in the present.
Exactly. So in that present moment, without focusing on the past or the future, it allows you in that moment, that is a wonderful moment. That is a judicious moment to connect with this wounded child. when you are present. For dear ones, you cannot connect with your inner wounded child without being present. Do you understand? Shall we continue, or are there questions?
I'd like to read number 27. Presence knows we are indestructible, immortal beings of light that need no physical proof.
The hardest thing for the human mind to accept, which has been misled for quite some time now through your religions largely, that you are an eternal being that cannot die. And what you are in the process of mastering in physicality is what you call physical death, which will allow the ascension of your physicality into your light body. Read this one more time.
Presence knows we are indestructible, immortal beings of light that need no physical proof.
But you chose to be physical as a learning process. But your eternal self, which cannot die, needs no proof and knows that it is immortal. It knows that you have had multiple, sometimes hundreds and thousands of lifetimes on this planet and other planets and other solar systems and other galaxies. And what you're experiencing now is an amalgamation of that. It's a part of an experiment called Planet Earth, called the Loveversity of this particular solar system. Know within your presence that you are eternal, and that you cannot die. That is the aspect of you being God. That is your divinity. That is the truth of who you are. And you house yourselves in these physical bodies repeatedly to learn what you need to learn through the frequency of 3D. But you're in the process of even freeing yourself from that need. And then an extended eternal journey of being in service to all there is begins. And you can decide as the ascended master what realities, what worlds, what experiences you wish to create in service to all there is after you have mastered service to self, service to your planet, service to your solar system, service to your galaxy. Are there any questions?
So could it be said that when we decided to take on dense physical form, we were not present?
Yes, you were present. You made a decision in that present moment. You could not have made the decision to be human without being present and conscious of exactly what you were signing on to. It is a service to all that there is. It is the meaning, value, and purpose of this particular planet coming together, seeded from 12 different star systems, of how it would affect this solar system and this galaxy and the universe and multiverses beyond. It is almost incomprehensible, the magnitude of what you signed on to in agreeing to being human. And as your consciousness increases through being present, more and more the reality of how it interfaces with everything else will be revealed. Does that help you?
So that leads me to address number 32, which says, presence teaches us that when our addiction to the physical form is reduced, we become happier. People and things that we thought we needed to be happy come to us with grace and ease when we reduce expectations.
So there's that word expectation again. It is a key ingredient in manifestation. Dear ones, pay attention to what you wish to intend, declare it, affirm it, and release it with no expectation of the result of it, of when it will happen and how it will happen. This is a challenge for the human mind. The human mind wants to think it can control it happening, and in reality, you cannot control what you did not create. Read this one more time.
Last one?
Please.
Presence teaches us that when our addiction to the physical form is reduced, we become happier. People and things that we thought we needed to be happy come to us with grace and ease when we reduce expectations.
Another key word within this phrase, dear ones, is the word addiction. Having to have something to happen is an addiction. And humanity does not understand what addiction is in your treatment of addiction. Addiction is an astral body that attaches it to a physical life form and through the emotional body creates something called a craving, which creates a thought to gain the satisfaction of that craving, which creates physical symptoms. Once humanity masters exactly the interrelationship of the 4D, the astral, to the addiction, you will begin to alleviate and heal addiction. A lot of addiction is a result of past-like karma, resolved or unresolved.
May I read two together, 34 and 35? They seem to be connected.
Let us take one at a time, dear one.
Presence allows shame, blame, and judgment to cease and to be replaced by acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness.
And what does all of that require? A loving relationship. One more time.
Presence allows shame, blame, and judgment to cease and to be replaced by acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness.
Remembering, you're not shaming, blaming, or judging anyone without first shaming and blaming and judging yourself. So whenever you're in that situation, you're having a silent thought or even a spoken word of shaming and blaming and judging another, we ask you to ask yourself this question, if you so choose. What within myself am I seeing in that other that just perhaps I need to heal, and that this individual is being a mirror for myself? Now, that doesn't mean that you can't establish a boundary around this person's behavior if it's destructive. But you can extend that relationship by seeing it being a learning relationship for yourself. Do you understand? Question. Go and go and go. A lot of these, remember, are downloading. You're receiving a download of these, dear one.
I just wanted to read 35 right after 34 because it seems to be connected. Presence is what makes us whole and complete, whether we are male or female, black or white, gay or straight, right or wrong, or weak or strong.
In presence, there is nothing but all of the components and the diversities in being human. In presence, there's every aspect of being human. Do you understand? Every aspect of being human lives in presence. But there can be no prejudice. You understand?
Yes.
That is a great gift. That is a great gift. That is
good. I'd like to read number 40. Within presence, you can withdraw all the energy you need for life. Oh.
Read it again.
Within presence, you can withdraw all the energy you need for life.
In each lifetime, dear ones, you are given a supply of energy for that particular incarnation, and what you decide to be and do with that energy is up to you. Many waste it, and that becomes a learning tool within itself. But in presence, you are connected to an eternal supply of energy that exceeds the incarnational supply that you receive. It is a limitless supply connected to your eternal nature. You understand? Questions about this?
Well, I think I understand, but I wonder if you might, at this point, address the waves of energy consciousness that seem to be coming into our Earth at this point. These waves are causing mass exhaustion in a great number of people.
The Earth is constantly being bombarded by solar, planetary, asteroids, comets, dark matter, black holes, and actually forms of energy that you haven't even identified yet on a constant basis. How these energies, when they move through the electromagnetic shield protecting this planet, affects an individual has to do with their life stream, has to do with how they're choosing to learn, either emotionally, mentally, or physically, how their ego defenses are configured, what are the bases of their wounds, and their relationship with their inner wounded child. So you cannot make, dear ones, a simplistic answer of how these energies are affecting everyone holistically. Since you're all unique expressions of creation, it will affect you all uniquely. Some of you will feel things more dramatically or traumatically for some than others. Some will not feel them at all. Do you understand?
Yeah, so could it be said that as our vibration, elevates, and we're more in touch with multidimensional realities, and the veil is thinner for us, would we be feeling these energies more than others?
No. In reality, you would be feeling them less because as your vibration and frequency increases, they have less of an effect on you. The more they affect you is in relationship to the density. You need the density to have them be more profoundly affecting. You understand? It is the reverse of what you think.
So for those of us that are feeling this total exhaustion during these times when these waves seem to come in,
there may or may not be a correlation to them. You have to take them on an individual and specific analysis for that unique individual, dear ones.
Okay, well, I'm basing my questions on the perhaps hundreds of people that I've been in contact with that are reporting extreme exhaustion during these times that we hear that these waves are coming in. And it's not necessarily that we know they're coming in, but we feel the exhaustion, and then we learn that someone said these waves are coming in, or there's a coronal hole in the sun, or there's a sunspot that has burst.
There may or may not be a correlation. There can and there cannot be, depending on the individual, dear one. You have to take each individual individually and how these particular things are affecting the individual, depending on their density level and their level of consciousness.
So what I'm understanding you say is for those of us that feel this extreme exhaustion, the way to get out of feeling that is to raise our vibrational rate.
Always. The whole mission of humanity is to raise your vibrational rate, which is your divine destiny. But there is not always a correlation, dear one, between these energies coming in and affecting everyone in the same way. It depends on the individual and how they are configured energetically themselves as to how it will or will not affect them. There is a need to take it on an individual basis. The sun is not what it appears to be. The sun only creates heat whenever it reaches the atmosphere of planet Earth. It is not the cauldron boiling heat source that natural science believes it to be. There's a lot of misconceptions as to exactly what solar surfaces and interiors actually are. And this is a science, and this is a teaching, and this is a wisdom that we can go in at another time in depth, since at this time we are focusing on these particular phrases. But science is on the cusp of really beginning to understand that the reality of composition in space is not what it seems to be. We will give you another example. The reason you are not able to see other life forms on your planet, and they exist on all of them, is that many of them are in the interior of your planet, the planets, as you have these civilizations within the planet Earth as well, and that will be addressed in future divine discussions. But also some of them are in an existence and a frequency that you cannot see. You cannot perceive it. So much of reality, of physical reality, is unseen still to the human psyche. We shall give you another example. When the microscope was invented, or shall we say, gifted to humanity, for you to begin to see, there was an unseen world on the planet that was vastly larger and more complicated and microscopic than anything in the seen world. The same principle applies to space. Does that help you?
Yes, but I'm still trying to wrap my mind around how those of us that feel exhausted cannot feel exhausted.
Would you like a reading, dear one, as to why you are feeling exhaustion?
Sure. Why not?
Then.
I do.
Dear one, it has little to do with the activity of the sun. But it is a wonderful adventure that you enjoy exploring the activities of the light source that makes all life on your planet possible. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. In your particular case, there is an imbalance within your intricate system, the thyroid and the adrenals specifically, which overactivates the mental body, which exhausts you, and is the reason that you require as much rest, because when you rest and become unconscious and leave this particular frequency, the pressure, if you will, of the mental body and the thoughts that it creates, that's being created by the emotions, is less, and the fatigue exists, and then you will awaken refreshed for a period of time until you need to leave this frequency again, which releases you from the emotional and mental bodies. Does that help you?
Okay, yeah. I can understand that, but I have had my blood tested, and it doesn't show any kind of deficiency.
You will not see what we are speaking of in your current blood work measurements.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Shall we continue?
Okay, let's do the last one, unless anybody has one they want to contribute. We started out, Uriel, I asked you for a definition of the presence, and number 46 offers one. A momentary sexual orgasm is the closest many people get to presence. This is only a brief glimpse at presence. Our destiny is to be present all the time.
Yes, within that present moment, which you experience in a fleeting second moment, in what you call your sexual orgasm, you are as present in your physicality as many are capable of being. But you can, by exercising these particular phrases, allow yourself to consciously be present anytime you choose by simply declaring yourself to be so. Do you understand?
I don't think so. This is suggesting to me that many of us really don't ever get into the presence, or so fleetingly that it hasn't been useful to us. I mean, because to describe it as a sexual orgasm, that would be an experience we would be in touch with.
That is simply a metaphor to give you.
I realize that.
That is simply for those who have never experienced present, by focusing on the past and the future, which is majority of humanity, this gives them an opportunity of having had that experience in that moment and knowing that everything stands still in that moment and that you are not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future, you're only thinking about that particular moment, which has been caused by the erotic sexual life force energy, which is a force that maintains and sustains your desire to be here in physicality. Do you understand?
Yes, that helps.
Are there any other questions?
Does anybody have any other terms that they would like to ask Uriel before we close? Could you come up and speak?
Number 63, being present and happy is knowing our talents and gifts and bringing them out into the world.
Yes, you're all here to master knowing who you are, why you are here, and identifying your talents and gifts and bringing them out into the world. Every one of you in being human wishes to create creation. This is the God force within you all, dear ones. There's not one of you who does not wish to bring some form of creation into the world. What happens with many is they don't know how, or they don't know what their talents and gifts are. And has been gifted to you, your program, through this organization called the Angel News Network. There is a Life Mastery Program, which will be brought into this endeavor called Bridges, and will assist those of you who need further support in identifying who you are and why you're here, and what your talents and gifts are. These tools, through a series of exercises, are available to you in order to master self. Through self-mastery, there is life mastery. Do you understand? Through self-mastery, dear one, there is life mastery. Any other questions?
I just want to comment. I really love that statement. Thank you. Because I often... When we were trying to name the program, I was going back and forth between self-mastery and life-mastery. So through self-mastery, there is life-mastery. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
See the integration?
Yes.
See the combination, dear ones? Now, Thank yourselves for showing up. Thank yourselves for receiving these downloads. And don't be surprised that at a moment a presence will come forward in your life. And you will be able to share that with another and teach them for a moment in need the loving communities that you're creating how to be present. Are we complete, dear one?
If there are any questions online, just press *6 and that will unmute you and you can ask your question. Does anyone in the classroom have a question?
Anybody have a statement they want to ask about?
All right, so as we take our leave, dear one. Go ahead, dear one. What is your question? It only matters in matter, dear one.
I was simply going to ask, I appreciated hearing your little reading of Sam and her being tired. I am totally exhausted. I have been totally exhausted for quite a while. Can you give me a clue on that or anything that I can do to release the exhaustion?
Yes, dear one. You also have adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
Nurture your adrenals, which you do by resting, but also pay attention to the activity within your emotional body and your mental body. There's a great deal of emotional activity happening at this time, is there not?
Yeah.
Yes. A little more than usual.
Okay.
So be aware of that activity. Set yourself in a state of presence. And we say this to both of the divine souls who have requested a message about this. Through presence. Find 2 or 3 times a day, dear one, a moment to employ presence, shutting off the past, shutting off the future, shutting off trying to figure it out, shutting off an expectation of results, and allow yourself to be in a full neutral state. This is different than going to sleep. This will create an entirely different type of vibration and energetic boost to your system. Yes, going to sleep alleviates fatigue. But if you will do this in a conscious format, sitting in a comfortable chair, either in a yoga position or feet planted and connected to the surface of the planet of the Earth, and simply affirm being present, a connecting to the eternity, the eternal aspect of yourself and being present, and watch how this feeds you, feeds and nourishes your intricate system. Dear ones, the feminine energy has been called to arms at this particular time, the system balancing the patriarchal masculine energy. Whether you're aware of this or not, and being feminine in this particular lifetime, this is being activated within yourselves, those of you who call yourselves light workers and way showers. And all gathered at this time are you not? This is activating this feminine energy. There's resistance from the masculine energy, but progress is being made. Cracks in the lining of the old paradigm are taking place. Do you understand?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Know through presence we can nurture and heal those fatigued adrenals, fatigued intricate systems, the fatigued emotional body that's overlapsed the mental body.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mary?
Explain what you think is the best way to heal them, if someone has something to heal.
what specifically are you addressing to be healed, dear one, and you, another, and what is it that needs to be healed, please?
Just like in general.
Being healed is not in general. Are you addressing yourself, dear one?
Yes.
Declare what it is you wish to be healed, dear one. Be open. Be very specific.
I'm not sure.
You are experiencing an illness, is this correct?
Yes.
Declare what you are experiencing.
I don't know.
What is it you think you feel? Is it an emotion? Is it a physicality?
No, physicality.
And where does you have this symptom from? And how would you describe the symptom that you're feeling?
Like a discomfort.
Dear one, that region of your body is your solar plexus. Your emotional body is healed within your solar plexus. Do you understand? Your emotional body is exhausted from you feeling you are not being heard and caring for others and not having enough of caring for yourself. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Are you willing and able and ready to quiet the emotional body, feel located within your solar plexus, which is creating this discomfort, to say to yourself, I will now realize through loving myself, having my needs, my truth and my boundaries activated, I will heal this symptom and at the same time through a more loving, healed relationship with myself be able to assist others more fully. You understand? Does that resonate? Can you go home tonight and can you make a list of your truth? Who am I? Why am I here? What do I need? What boundaries do I need to set in relationship with other people who do not see me, who do not hear me, who put their needs beyond and above mine? So be it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel. That was sweet.
Any other needs? So what is happening here, dear ones? When you ask, you receive. How many times but it's us simply not at. We are here to serve you. We are here to protect and guide and serve you by you simply asking. Our dear one, all we're being and doing is activating and opening what's already within you, what you already know. We're simply two or aspects of that oneness. You are aspects of as well.
Thank you, Ariel.
And I just want to remind everyone, tonight is offered on a love offering basis. And if you're online, you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Good night.